This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With record numbers of people quitting their jobs and companies scrambling to find replacements, it's been a boom time for retirements. But to what extent is retirement a permanent condition? People do, as it were, unretire. For more, we turn to Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
To start off, let's confirm an unusually large number of people did retire during the pandemic.
Oh, definitely a sharp increase. And there's a research report recently published by the Pew Research Center. And what they said, if you look at the retired population ages 55 and older, it grew by about 1 million retirees per year between 2008 and 2019. In the past 2 years, the ranks of retirees 55 years and older has grown by 3.5 million.
All right, so lots retiring voluntarily. Some involuntarily. Why would economists think they would return to the job market?
Well, you know, we still think about retirement. We still have this picture of retirement is that it's a permanent shift to full-time leisure, right? But since the early 1990s, David, the trend has been for more people to work somewhat or well into the traditional retirement years. I mean, older adults with full-time jobs, a lot of times they want a break from the demands of work, but many return to the workforce within a year or two. You know, they get a part-time employment, a flexible job, some kind of encore career. In one economic study that I was looking at, it showed that about 40% of people ages 65 and older who were employed had retired at some time in the recent past. So the typical unretiree, they're looking for, you know, purpose and a paycheck.
Maybe their partners. Seen enough of them during these retirement years. That can
too.
Be a factor. But the retirement figures right now are so much higher, right?
Well, that's why I got intrigued by this research report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. And what it argues is that the key to this big increase is the decline in the number of retirees returning to the job market. People aren't unretiring. And if they're right, this decline could be temporary. First of all, given the risk of getting infected at work, right? Some retirees who might have gone back to the job market, they're saying, let's postpone that for a little while. And second, the recent increase, it was all age groups, including a lot of retirees on the younger side of the spectrum. So the researchers speculate they might come back to the job market.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.